1-800-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Let me give a word of encouragement to some that may be battling in different realms, different areas. Sometimes it's sickness. Sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's relational, whatever it may be. Something very interesting concerning our Lord and Savior. When he was baptized by John, the heavens opened and there was a voice that came from out of the heaven that said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And of course, the dove or Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. But the voice of affirmation came to Jesus. Now, I like to point out the fact that he'd not done anything, not one miracle was recorded, not any, you know, any healings or deliverances, but yet God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus heard it. The people heard it. I believe that God was preparing him as he came up out of the water, preparing him to go and face the enemy. And this is something that you and I have to understand and know, that God affirms us. He's not mad at you because you're going through. God is affirming you. Sometimes, see, people get it all twisted. And they think God's mad. They think they've sinned. They think they've done something because they're going through. But no, God affirmed Jesus. The Father affirmed Jesus in preparation for him to face the adversary. You know, why God? Am I going to? No, God is still affirming you. Even though you don't feel, you know, like all that. Like you don't, like you feel like you lost something you had. Or like you're not carrying the same thing. No, God is still affirming you. Tell somebody right now, God is pleased with you. Whatever station you find yourself in right now, whatever's been said about you, however you might feel about yourself, that's not an issue. What's important is that the Father has affirmed us. Now, see, it's not predicated on how well you behave or how well you do something. See, God's not like man. Man, you can say this about the world and the world system. They'll ask you, "What have you done for me lately?" Yeah, you've been loyal 50 years, but you can't keep up with the technology, so... You know, so, hey, got to get rid of you. But God's not like that. Amen. Can you think back at a time where you know, or where even you heard, or you know through prophetic word, God said he was pleased with you? Amen. Well, you hold on to that. God don't change his mind about stuff. And he didn't say that and didn't say, "Well, I made a mistake." No, he affirmed Jesus before he was about to face the devil. And I want you to be encouraged, no matter what you might be facing, as long as I have the Father's affirmation. David said it this way, "Though 10,000 rise up against me, even in this I will be confident." I hope to soon, I don't know, as the Lord will grace me to, but he's been dealing with me about gates and portals, and you know, giving me a much richer understanding of supernatural formation, how we cooperate with God. how we cooperate or how angels cooperate with us, and how we can walk in the cadence, in the harmony, in the rhythms of kingdom. Amen. No matter where we are or what we might be facing or what the oppositions might be, we can walk in that and manifest kingdom. Tonight I want to talk about, and we're still in our series on kingdom law, but I want to talk about the salvation of the saints. The salvation of the saints. We took a look last time we were together at the angelic assignment, and I want to continue to build on that subject because it's important that we understand that we are not in this alone. Let me say something here because this keeps coming to my spirit, but you know, your thought life is a gate. You know, gates, whether it be, you know, your common picket fence or chain link fence or security gates, wrought iron, whatever they are, they are always used to keep something out and to guard something that's within. Your thought life. The word thinketh in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh, that word has to do with gates. Gates, it's a gate. How you think is a gate. I mean, it gets that intricate. You know, just because you come to church doesn't mean that you're giving the devil no place. Amen. Amen. If the word is not manifesting as us, we need to do a real deep search to see if, and if so, where we are giving the enemy place. Because the word says to give him no place. You know what? Your feelings. This is going to ruffle some feathers here, but your feelings are a gate. When Jesus went into the wilderness, now one writer says he was tempted 40 days and 40 nights by the devil, but then the other two synoptic gospels say that after 40 days, the enemy came to him. And let me use that to make this example. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and prayed. I'm going to say it this way. Not necessarily a fast where you're not eating, but a fasted life coupled with a prayer life, hear me, will hide you from the enemy. It's almost like for 40 days and 40 nights, he couldn't find Jesus. But then it says after 40 days, he got hungry. And the feeling of hunger, here come the devil. If you be the Son of God, make these stones bread. He wasn't tempting him with something else. He was tempting him because he saw he was hungry. How he was feeling. Tell somebody it's a gate. That's why you can't allow depression to ride on you as a child of God. You can't allow anger to rest on you and frustration and all that stuff. You can't let that stuff stay with you. It might come, but let it pick up speed and go out the other ear. You got to wrestle that stuff off of you. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to tell somebody, stay in faith. See, that's what we fight. We fight to stay in faith. That's the currency of the kingdom. That keeps us relevant. You're not believing God. You're just like one of them lepers sitting there dying in that state. Atrophying. Amen. But when we're moving in faith, and see, that's what makes us uncomfortable sometimes, because your thoughts are gates. Feelings. We're going to get into this one day, because God has been showing me this, all these gates. And on the flip side of that, reverence, the fear of the Lord is a gate. Amen. Faith is a gate. Tell somebody, we are gatekeepers. We are the ones that stand between heaven and earth. and determine the traffic. The word tells us that perilous times have come because men have become something. That's what it says. In the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be. Why did it say men shall be? Why did it say the devil's going to get real busy? No, because he can't get busy unless men give him place. Because we are the gatekeepers. How you feel, how you think, all this stuff. See, that's why you can't be having all these bad days. Come on, tell somebody, you can do it. That's why we have to fight. We have to cast our care upon the Lord. If you can't handle something, if it's out of your control, give it to God. Stop grappling with it. Stop worrying. Tell somebody, stop worrying about it. That person, stop worrying about them. Pray for them. You know, your heart goes out, but stop worrying. Give them over to God and release your faith. Lord, help me to believe here. That centurion said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. I'm struggling here, but help my unbelief. It's so important because we are gatekeepers. And there are watchers too. You see in the book of Daniel, watchers. But those are not the host of heaven. Those are the fallen angels. And some of them are gatekeepers over different territories. Because that territory has been given to them. They have many people there. They worship them. Just like when Paul went into Ephesus, the goddess Diana. And when Paul cast that woman, that demon out of that woman of divination, in uproar. The whole city was in an uproar. So this message, this lesson about kingdom law, understanding the laws in the kingdom realm so that we can abide by them is very important. And it goes, again, as deep as your thought life. Amen. You know, those that refuse to believe and refuse to obey and stay in rebellion, God, there are many, I'm not saying in the church, but in the world, whom God has given over to a reprobate mind to work all uncleanness. He's given them over. So see how strong the mind is and how that's a gate. Your mouth is a gate. Your eyes are a gate. Your ears are a gate. Amen. Amen. That's why the word says, take heed what you hear. For with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. He that hath, to him shall more be given. He that has not, shall be taken away even that he thinks he has. To every city, information, call 773-465-0006 or visit